I'm going to just pick things off this list for us to sing as much as possible. I'm sorry. I was going to bring shakers for people who are just like, I don't sing. I'm sorry. I did not bring any shakers. So can everybody do this? Okay. If you do not like to sing, you might try something like this. Or this. Or this. Okay. And contribute to the festive air if you are truly a person who just wishes to listen. But I promise you, your singing is welcome. And whoever told you to just stand at the back and mouth the words, I want you to tell them to go away today. This is singing day. So we are going to begin our service with a prelude. Lift every voice, yeah. Lift every voice, which happens to appear first on here, it is number 149. Is a good one to start with. I know you might not want to stand through the whole service, so please just choose what feels like a time to rise in body and what is a time to rise only in spirit for you. And here's a little bit of hymnal education that you're getting right now. First of all, if you've been flipping through the hymnals, you may have noticed already that there are indexes at the back and that the last index is alphabetical, and then you can find the numbers. Very useful. The other thing to know about the numbers is that the brilliant people at the UUA, when they created the teal hymnal later, they said, let's just make this simple and start with 1,000. So you can tell what hymnal something is in by its number. If it's 1,000 or higher, it's the teal. If it's lower than that, it's the gray. We always give the color as well as a courtesy in the order of service. But now you know the secret. So in the gray hymnal, number 149, lift every voice.
Rejoicing.
Mike or someone else in the lobby, would you bring up with care, because those easels are, you know. Thank you. The other easel, because I'm going to draw on those. And of course, also anything in the Zoom chat. So has anybody suggested anything that maybe we might want to sing as a chalice lighting? Is there anything in the Zoom chat there that I should see? Boop, 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 Spirit of Life. Oh, that's a good one for the chalice lighting. What do you think? All right. Let us sing Spirit of Life, which is number 123. Yeah, we don't want that. That's from a class. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. It's really good to have you back ushering. Woo! Yay! Please rise if you wish, and we will sing Spirit of Life as we light our chalice. Also usually have centering words, which come from somewhere in the among the many sources from which we draw this living tradition. By now, if you've come more than a week or two, you know that means they can come from anywhere at all. I'm thinking, though they don't always thematically fit the service, they often do. So maybe we should sing something that's about singing. There's a lot of hymns like that. What do you see? 3, 4, 6, and is it on our list? Did somebody pick 3, 4? They did. Come sing a song with me. 3, 4, 6, Kevin, please. Come sing a song with me. Our centering words, let us center ourselves in this place as we sing.
Blue Boat Home. Okay, we're just singing 1064 Blue Boat Home. Thank you.
Thank you, Stasha and kids. We're going to sing Blue Boat Home. Number 1064, if you like to look at the words, at the music. The words will be up there shortly. And as we're singing, maybe when we get to the end, go on out to religious education, right? Summer Sunday School. Okay, thank you. The year this hymnal came out, the blue hymnal came out, of course at General Assembly, they programmed lots of songs from it to introduce people to them. And we sang this song, that wonderful song, which is by Peter Mayer, who's a UU and who modernized a hymn tune that we know from other places. Keyboard arrangement by another UU, Jason Shelton. And Edie Keating and I were both at General Assembly that year, and she came up to me not long after that and said, "We need that hymnal. I want to sing Blue Boat Home." And we got it, and we do. I agree. They were very smart to make sure we heard that one, because it's a beauty. Praise be to God the Almighty. Let us... No one's arguing with you. Oh, can we just take a pause to thank Veronica, who's doing all the work today? All right, thank you. And I think some of us may even know this tune. It's familiar to me anyway. Rise if you would. Play it through for us. Play it through. Let's hear it.
A couple of people asked for Amazing Grace. It appears with two numbers, and I'm never, I forget why, I don't know. Some slightly different tune or something, but the one we usually sing is 205, I believe. In any case, whether you have the music with you or not, you probably know how this one goes. So let us sing Amazing Grace in rising in body or spirit. And there are the words. I think we just need a little interlude for this one. Singing is, what are the right words? The right words are the words everybody's looking at. You know, I think we have sung this song before, and I think maybe it strikes fear into the heart of people who don't speak Zulu as a native language, which is probably most of us here. But it's really not difficult. This is, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly. Oh yes, there's the pronunciation. Tula Kliseo, which is number 1056, so over 1,000. You don't have to make a slide, Kevin, but can you just find the words there on farfringe.net and put them where people can see them? So I'm going to just go over the pronunciation so you don't get freaked. But the Zulu means, isn't this lovely? Be still, my heart, even here I am at home. I imagine singing that like in, you know, places you don't want to be and reminding yourself you are at home there. Okay, Tula Kliseo. Tula Kliseo. I'm going to say it again because I messed it up. Tula Kliseo. Nala Pase Kaya. Nala Pase Kaya. It's really Pase Kaya. Nala Pase Kaya. Tula Kliseo. Nala Pase Kaya. Tula Kliseo. Nala Pase Kaya. And then you just sing, E Kaya. And again, Nala Pase Kaya. Nala Pase Kaya. Okay? Be still, my heart. Tula Kliseo. You might want to, I know not everybody's going to have the transliteration in front of you. And nor is the tune particularly difficult. So, put together, arranged by the marvelous Nick Page, who I wish would come out to this coast and teach music because his singing workshops are amazing, but I don't think he travels far from the East Coast nowadays. So, will you play it through for us? I have no idea. Right, it's just one of those chants we sing until we've all like drummed our way out into the street or something. I'll give you a signal.
Yeah.
such a great song. So what do you think we can sing while also taking up the offering? Probably something we know fairly well would be a good one for that. We have sung King Summers Come Sing a Song With Me. I know, it is next on the list. How about Joy? You know, that one we don't have the word. Well, Swimming to the Other Side, that one came to us from our young people, who are now college graduates, the people who brought it to us. That is a song by Pat Humphreys, and she gave us permission, of Emma's Revolution, she gave us permission to use it, and so we've sung it many times, but we don't have the music before. So I think I will skip that one today. Somebody suggested Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and you know this tune, it's the Ode to Joy. If you don't know what that means, you'll recognize it when you hear it. So let's sing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which is number 29. And we will take up the offering that supports this community, that among other things lets us sing in a great big group, which, you know, most of us don't get to do unless we join a community chorus like our marvelous choir and sing every week. So please give as you can, and all the ways to do that are listed there in your order of service, number 29. We've got time for just one or two before we have our closing benediction, which we are all going to sing along with. So let us see. What have we got here? This Is My Song. Got a couple of requests, didn't it? And Finlandia is another one of those tunes that appears often. So let us sing This Is My Song, which is number 159. If you remember the song We Would Be One, that has the same tune. 159 there, Kevin. And again, rise if you feel like rising. Sing from your seat if that's what you are moved to do. 159.
This is my home, a country where my heart is. There are no
Bruce, would you lead us in singing the closing benediction? The words are in your order of service, if you don't know them from the years of hearing the choir sing the Irish blessing. Everybody is invited to sing along. There you go. That very well. Thursday evenings, y'all. Anybody wants to sing in the choir? If the gnome can do it, so can you. So this is normally where, if Brother Khalil had been able to be here, he would be playing a postlude. So let's sing one. And I'm thinking of the songs we've had requested here, probably the Mozart Alleluia, which is 384. Is a good one. Bruce, this is where I'm going to call you in to help people do parts, maybe. If you are online, the words are Alleluia. If you like to look at the music and you've got a gray hymnal, it's number 384, and you will see it is in three parts. So I think we should sing it for a while and break into parts and sound awesome. This congregation does that so readily that I don't usually do the one, two, three thing. I know that's extremely stressful for those of you who really need to be standing next to somebody who's singing something that you're singing. So if that's you, stand next to somebody and sing what they're singing. Don't make it too hard for yourself, and just trust that other people will sing other parts and will sound incredible. Bruce, will you help me? And I think with two of us, we can, you know, help everybody break into parts a little bit. Okay, let's hear how the whole thing goes.
Thank you.
very good at this, y'all.
The idea of singing together is to sing together. That's all. And you can do things with many voices that you can't do with just one. If you're going to be in the choir and you're preparing for Sunday or a concert, then you polish it some more. If you're not, just sing with the people around you and have a grand time.